Simon Shinayim Beis Sivches. The Mechaber discusses a case. We have two chatzeres, two courtyards that are adjacent to each other, and there's a case, so there's a wall in between that's 10 tefachim tall. And that 10 tefachim is to both sides. In other words, the ground level on both sides is relatively equal. So the wall, the top of the wall is 10 tefachim above one side and 10 tefachim above the other side. Now you want to be able to make an area of chatzeres to carry from one to the other, to carry from the bottom there on one side to the chatzer and over to the other chatzer. So the Mechaber says that it says you put a sulam, put a ladder that's 4 tefachim wide on the side, and a sulam that's 4 tefachim wide on the other side. And this with these sulamas, they meet up at the top of the wall. Now the emphasis, the Mechaber says, the two sulamas, don't have to meet on the top, because as long as they're within 3 tefachim of each other, it's considered as if they meet up, and it's considered like one big pesach, one big doorway from one chatzah to the other. Not only that, the emphasis that the Mechaber says, that the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide, so therefore it's a mukam for itself. One could technically go up and down the goal from one side to the other on top of the wall, even if the two ladders are far from each other. Still, it's considered like a pesach. So you climb up the ladder to the top of the wall, walk along the top of the wall, and go down the ladder on the other side. So it's still considered like a pesach. This way, they'll have the option of being ma'arif together. They could choose to ma'arif together, but they could choose not to. Just like any time you have a pesach between two chatzeres, they could choose to make erev chatzeres together, or you could choose not to and remain separate. If the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, so then the two ladders must be within 3 tefachim each other, like a concept of love, to match up and make a Pesach. Now, what type of a ladder works for this, to make a Pesach? It has to be a ladder that has 4 rungs to it, on each side 4 rungs, and less than that, not. And the reason is, because, as the Mur explains, a heavy ladder is not going to move away on Shabbos. But a lighter ladder, someone might move away on Shabbos, and it's omid for the Pesach to get lost on Shabbos, therefore does not work as a Pesach, even from the beginning of Shabbos. So, therefore, the Mechaber says that if you have a heavy ladder, where the sides of the ladder and the rungs of the ladder are heavy, and the heaviness, its weight, weighs it down, so to speak, so then, even if it's not 4 rungs on going up to the top of the wall, it's still strong enough that it could work as a Pesach. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that if you would bang this ladder into the wall with masmerim, with nails, even if it doesn't have 4 rungs, even if it's not a heavy ladder, still accomplishes the same purpose. That's not going to move the way on Shabbos, and therefore it could work as a sulam. Now, let's say the wall is 10 tefachim tall, and you put a ladder that's 7 and a mashu tefachim tall, a little more than 7 tefachim tall, and it's 4 tefachim wide, against the wall. So now, even though this ladder does not make it all the way down to the floor, to the ground level, since it makes it in love to the ground level, it also accomplishes the same purpose. That's considered a Pesach, that you can ma'arav the two sides together if you have ladders on both sides. Or if you only have on one side, it could work that that's people on that side can mishtamish on top of the wall. People from the other side would not be able to. And Mr. Berurah points out that it's a little problematic, because if one side could mishtamish on top of the wall, the other side can't, they should ask on each other, like we've had previously. So Mr. Berurah says, discussing a case where on one side they can get there easily and the other side is more difficult to get there, and therefore we view the top of the wall as being more shaykh to the side which has more easy access to it. And therefore, they could make a ladder there to mishtamish the top of it, to bring kelim from the house into the chatz up the top of the wall, and the other side will not aser on them. However, in the case where two chatzeres have equal access to the top of the wall, then the only way you can use the top of the wall is if both sides have a sulam, a kasher sulam, and that can work as a pesach from both sides. Now, another scenario that comes out over here is, let's say somebody broke down a piece on the top of the wall, and now it's not 10 tefachim tall. So if the area which is not 10 tefachim tall from the wall, the piece he broke off, carries a width of 4 tefachim, so that also is considered a Pesach. Like any Pesach, the minimum shear for that is 4 tefachim wide, and they can ma'ar between them, or you can work on top of the wall, again, if one side is more easier access than the other. That only helps for that part of the wall, to mishtamish to have that part of the wall, not mishtamish in the whole wall, because the rest of the wall is 10 tefachim tall. Sif test, the Mechaber discusses a case where someone puts like a stand, a platform, on his side near the wall, and this way, from the platform to the top of the wall, is not 10 tefachim tall. Well, if it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim on the platform, it's 4 tefachim long and 4 tefachim wide, so then that platform is considered like a considerable mukam that you could go onto the platform from there to the top of the wall, and therefore you can mishtamish on the whole wall. However, it's not considered a Pesach to be ma'arav the two sides together, unless you have a ladder that goes up to the top of the wall, like we said previously in Sivches. It's just considered a place that you can stand at the mishtamish top of the wall if your side has easier access than the other side, like we discussed before. If the platform is not 4x4 tefachim, then it doesn't even help to allow the mishtamish on top of the wall with kelim at start of Shabbos in the bayis, in the house.